Some people call New York City's subway system the eighth wonder of the world. It runs 24 hours a day, and its 731 miles of track extend into almost every corner of the city. But critics say the real wonder of the New York subway is that anyone who rides it ever gets to their destination in one piece. Two recent considerations of the New York subway probe its glories and its terrors. An exhibit of subway photos by Walker Evans is now on view at the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. The photos have also been collected in a book. And New York Newsday columnist Jim Dwyer has a new book entitled Subway Lives. Maureen Carrigan saw the exhibit, read the book, and has these thoughts.
At the beginning of Subway Lives, Jim Dwyer says he considered centering his story inside the headquarters of the New York City Transit Authority. There's a room there called the Command Center. It contains a 70-foot-long electronic model board of the subway system. You imagine officials working here through the night, charting the course of each train as intently as Churchill's staffers charted the Battle of the Atlantic. There's only one hitch. The model board doesn't work. New York City ran out of the money to connect it to the actual tracks. One transit authority director confesses to Dwyer, "We don't know where most of the trains are at any given moment." This image of the dummy command center captures all the terror, chutzpah, and looniness of New York's subway system. There's no God's eye view of the subway because there's no subway god or public official who's watching over the chaos. Dwyer, therefore, decides to investigate the subway by focusing on its passengers. He constructs a riveting composite day in the life of the subway by tracing the train rides of seven New Yorkers. These are ordinary working stiffs, but because they ride the subway, their everyday commutes are as heroic as Orpheus's descent into the underworld. There's Joyce Brezza, who works at an exclusive Manhattan department store. She gets stuck underground for hours on a stalled train without lights or ventilation. Some of her fellow passengers panic and jump onto the tracks, risking electrocution. Kathy Keelace gives birth to a baby boy on another stalled train as other passengers play labor coach. We learn about subway thieves who literally suck tokens out of turnstile boxes. And Dwyer also squeezes in an encapsulated history of the 87-year-old subway system. My only objection to Subway Lives is that Dwyer's cast of characters is too schematic. The noble conductor, the tough kid from Brooklyn, the beautiful woman who needs rescuing. It sounds like the cast of Die Hard 3, but then maybe any book about the subway would sound like a disaster movie. If you think that the New York City subway must have been a cheerier place in the good old days, one look at subway photos by Walker Evans will shake you out of your sentimentality. In 1938, Evans hid a camera under his overcoat and went down into the subways. He photographed unsuspecting passengers over a four-year period. Evans said that he wanted to catch people in the naked repose that the limbo of the subway encourages. The faces in these 33 black and white photos all share the subway stare, the same look Dracula's victims got on their face right after they became blood donors. It's clear that the primordial rule of the subways has always been, "Thou shalt not make eye contact." In one group photo, a woman hides behind a newspaper, a man zones out into the distance, and even a little girl studies dust motes in the air. Apart from the fedoras on the men and the fur stoles on the women, these photos seem less dated than others from the same period where subjects have arranged their faces in Andrew Sister smiles. Evans' photos show us that the subway stare transcends time. Any of these people could board the IRT today, sit down, and fit right in. I guarantee you, no one in the New York subway would dare give them a second glance.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. Walker Evans' subway photos are on exhibit at the National Gallery in Washington through March 1st. Jim Dwyer's book is called Subway Lives.